Hi, everybody. I'm Deacon Dave.
My person, Lisa.
It's a little chilly in here today, so I thought I would
flip
on my scarf. But Lisa took her coat off, which I thought she was going to leave on. But we do have the heat on.
I'm a professional.
I'm glad that one of us is, but you can still see my collar. She wanted me to make sure you could see my collar. Anyway, we are continuing on in our series of the seven deadly / capital sins.
Yes.
And what is next on our hit parade list?
Gluttony.
Gluttony?
Yes.
What in the world is gluttony?
Excess of food, drink, medicine, tobacco.
So anything one could say that we use
in excess.
In excess that's not necessary.
Healthy.
Or healthy. Or doesn't serve the basic needs of what we might need. I think gluttony means we're going way beyond.
Yeah, way overdoing it way too much.
I never overdo any of these things, Lisa.
That's very good.
I'm very good. That is a total lie.
You must have a lot of temperance.
No, I need to work on my temperance. That's why I need to spend more time in adoration.
Yes.
So anyway, what would you like to share with us about gluttony?
Well, let's see. It is a sin opposed to the virtue of temperance, just like I mentioned, because it is an immoderate indulgence in the delights of food and drink.
Yeah, I mean, food and drink is good. So
need food.
I have to tell this story, right? So we went on the Camino with a priest. I won't mention who it is. And I'm going to have to tell you, we were probably very gluttonous every night at dinner in both what we drank and what we ate. It's the only trip I've ever been on where you can walk 15 miles a day and not lose any weight.
Oh, no.
I know.
You had a fuel back up for the next day.
Well, we did more than fuel back up, let me tell you.
Uh-oh, a little gluttony.
But at the same time, there was a lot of fellowship there and a lot of good time there. But you're right, and part of what we'll talk about and what St. Thomas Aquinas tells us is that sometimes spending too much time at the table or drinking too much can lead to conversation that is not appropriate.
Right. Because there's five ways that gluttony can be manifested.
So what is the first one?
Hastily, by eating or drinking too fast.
So this is really funny, because I have a great story.
Okay.
When I was young, I think it's a great story. When I was young, I would be out playing in the backyard.
Uh-huh.
We had a basketball court, you know, just dirt basketball court. And so I would come in for dinner, and I would eat my food, and my stepdad would make fun of me. He said, "Boy, you eat that food so fast." You go, "I enjoyed it, mama, bye."
Oh.
And you'd run back outside to...
Go
to play basketball again. So yeah, I would eat very hastily and didn't really enjoy my food because I wanted to go out and keep playing basketball and having a good time. Back then, I was really skinny.
Well, as a
kid. I like the way she didn't comment on that. She could have said, "You know, Deacon Dave, you're still skinny. It's what do you mean?" But no, silence pervades.
Well, you were just telling me, "Oh, I really need to get back into working out."
Okay.
As a gift of God, food and drink should be enjoyed and savored.
Right. And so we should take our time because that is an opportunity for us to spend time engaging with people and family. And in today's world, it's so easy for us to not do that and want to rush through. So, Lisa, I think one of the things is in the world we live in of fast food and getting things done quickly, we don't spend time as a family having meals.
Right.
That's that one opportunity, really, if you get right down to it, that we have to really spend time with one another and to enjoy the food and to enjoy one another's company.
Like they do in Europe, where their dinners take hours long and they just like sit in each other's company and they don't care about the, like if you're at a restaurant, like how quick the service is. They're just like, whatever, it takes an hour to get my dinner, that's fine.
I know, the problem is they give you so much food that I'm full by the time I'm done with the appetizers.
Mm.
But you're right, that socialization and that spending time together in a non-gluttonous way and not being in such a hurry is really, really kind of important.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah.
And then the next form is sumptuously, which demands rich food more often and putting the healthier fare to the back burner.
Well, I can tell you that when we went on that trip to the Camino, we were definitely eating sumptuously. And it was very good, but I think I like this. So, for example, consuming sweets and fatty foods rather than fruits and vegetables. Okay, so she is not a sumptuous eater. Okay, so...
Well, I do like sweets.
Yeah, but you are very temperate. You're very good about eating healthy foods. You've got a vegetable garden. I, on the other hand, have really kind of cut back on red meat and that sort of stuff. But yeah, sweets, popcorn, things like that. Yeah, I definitely like that sort of stuff. And
And you know,
so.
you're talking about pilgrimages, like when you stay at convents, you can see the simplicity of the food, and it's quite good, but it's, you know, your basics, it's healthy, and it's not like, oh, a giant portion.
You know, and honestly, when my wife whips up something at night, she's a really good whipper-upper. I mean, she'll just mix together a couple of different vegetables, maybe a little bit of pasta, and that's it.
Yeah,
And
sounds good.
it's really good. And it's
Yeah.
simple. It doesn't necessarily lend itself to spending a lot of time at the table, but it's good.
And then excessively, what by just eating way too
Why are you looking at me?
much.
Is there
You're gonna play that card like I did at the other episode.
looking at me saying that I eat excessively?
I didn't say
You know, when you accuse other
that.
people of something, it's really that you're looking in a mirror. So it's me really already knowing that sometimes I eat too
Well,
much.
that's the first step, identifying where you're falling.
Guess next I'll be on my way to confession.
Well, it is today.
Thank you for the reminder.
Greedily, by demanding what one wants, when one wants it, and in the quantity one wants.
Yes, honey, I want chicken divan tonight at 6 o'clock because it's Sunday and I'm hungry.
And I want two portions.
Yes, and you know our eyes are always bigger than our stomach.
Yeah, like if you go to a buffet, like
Not
you load up
good.
that plate and then you're like, oh, half of it's still here and I'm full.
Not good at all to do that. I like this one. Can you say this word? Dainty.
Daintily.
Daintily. She even said it daintily.
Insisting that food be prepared to exact standards of appearance or taste.
So now, for someone who has maybe can't have sugar, or they're diabetic, or whatever the case may
Oh, that
be,
doesn't pertain.
no, that doesn't pertain. So
Right.
the food does need to be prepared a certain way,
Sure,
or
for their
someone,
health.
gluten free, and
Yeah.
those sort of things. So you have to respect those folks.
Absolutely.
But
But you did not use that brand of butter?
right.
This whole meal is destroyed.
Or I don't like the way it was prepared. So you know when you go to a
Yeah.
fancy restaurant, everything is like prepared just
Yeah.
really
And it's all
perfectly.
like plated so pretty.
Yes, that's not.
I think that's nice, but
It's nice, I mean, but it's also
you don't,
not
it shouldn't,
necessary.
yeah, exactly. Okay.
And we shouldn't demand it, right?
Right, we shouldn't demand it,
Very
right.
good.
And then gluttony can be manifested in many ways, not just through excessive consumption. So there's five daughters of gluttony.
Five daughters. Why not sons?
Because it's daughters
Okay.
today.
All right. Sounds good to me.
Unseemly joy.
So maybe you've drank too much and
Right.
you're maybe a little bit happier than
You
you
should
should be,
be
and
or could be.
maybe joking around a little bit more. And Lisa wouldn't know this because she doesn't drink, right? I do.
Life is short. Eat dessert first. I wouldn't mind doing
Would you
that.
just have nothing but dessert?
No, I actually can't do that. I think it's a great idea. But like I'm like, oh no, I need to, like if somebody offers me something before I eat lunch, oh no, I need to eat my lunch first.
No, I would prefer to have my dessert at the end, to
Okay.
end with that taste,
Okay.
if you will.
I have gone on vacation and had a sun ice cream sundae for dinner, but that's because it was like a
Really big one?
Ghirardelli, and it was like, you know, they're famous for their ice cream and
Well,
stuff,
yeah, it's
so
pretty filling, some of that
yeah,
stuff.
it's giant.
So I'm not going to make you say this next one, okay?
Scurrility.
Okay, well, go ahead and say it. She's just showing off now, right?
Foolish talking.
So yeah, I mean, have you ever been at the dinner table like Thanksgiving or something, right? And it keeps going on, and all of a sudden it's
People talking about,
stuff they shouldn't be talking about, gossip, just being silly or imprudent. And so it's no longer productive. And if you're drinking, it's only going to get worse, right? So that kind of gluttonous behavior is not good.
Unruly.
But
They're unruly.
we don't want to be unruly.
Right. And then uncleanliness.
What does that mean?
Some are so
Ooh.
addicted to food that they induce vomiting to make room so they can return and consume
Yeah.
more.
And that in itself is a disorder as
Yes,
well, right?
yes, yes.
And there are some people that do that, not because they want to eat more, but because they don't want to gain weight.
Yeah.
And so these are serious issues,
Yeah.
if we're doing that
Right.
as well. So
Right.
now I'm going to make you say this next one.
Loquaciousness.
You are on your game today.
It's similar to scurrility.
Okay.
But refers to talking too much. So I don't have a problem with this.
Talking too much, but I probably do have the problem.
A little bit of loquaciousness.
Well, have you ever got in a conversation with someone, right? And this is terrible, that sometimes you might avoid someone because they talk too much.
Oh.
And you know, if you get in a conversation,
you'll be
with
there
them,
all day.
You'll be there all day.
Yeah.
I mean, the God wants us to be patient.
Yeah.
Right. But I also think we can help people with their loquaciousness by keeping them on point.
Right.
And on task.
Yeah. And you can be like, oh, hey, it's good to see you. What's going on? I have about 5 minutes to give you to chat.
Yeah, I like that. That yeah. works. And then the fifth daughter is dullness of mind.
Yes.
I have no idea what they're talking
it
about.
It can cause sluggishness and sleepiness. So, like, you know, after you yeah. eat Thanksgiving dinner and all you want to do is like lay down on the couch and watch some football or whatever is people usually
just
do.
Just go to sleep.
Go to sleep.
We're drinking too much, right?
Right, right, right.
That can definitely dull your mind.
Yes.
Oh, well, we have covered a lot of ground, I think.
But we should cover the virtues.
Okay, well, let's talk about the virtues.
So we mentioned the first one, temperance.
Right.
And moderation.
Moderation.
And what else?
Gratitude. I like gratitude.
Gratitude, yes.
Yeah, I mean, so gratitude, I think, gives us a respect for what we're consuming. And gets back to the common good again, right? So being gluttonous is not serving the common good.
Right.
Because we're really taking on more than...
It's prideful, too, because we're like, oh, I want more. I want more.
I like the way you just pointed that right back to the deadliest of the deadliest sins.
Yeah.
Right? Very nicely
yeah.
done.
Yeah.
Wow, you're so
the smart. Base of all the deadly sins.
I think every episode I say how smart she is.
Well, thank you. That's very nice.
Right. We should have a zeal for heavenly things, right?
Yes.
Things of God and not all of these temporal things.
Right.
Including food and excess.
Right.
So I think you do really well with running.
Thanks.
I think I can always do some improving in that area.
Well,
and you know what? It requires sacrifice. I've been talking about that. So when you are tempted, because see, the devil will work in this area of gluttony, right?
Oh, and fasting is a perfect Lent being...
Why didn't we think about that?
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah, that's a virtue to fast, right?
Yeah, yeah.
In such a way that we offer that up to God.
Right.
And it's the exact opposite of the behavior.
Right, so if one has maybe an issue with some of the things that we mentioned in regards to gluttony, now being Lent is a good time to give that up and fast.
Well, there we go.
Yeah.
I think we've done really well, Lisa.
Yeah.
All right. I'm Deacon Dave.
I'm Laypress Lisa.
See you next time.
Bye.
The views expressed on the Deacon Dave and Layperson Lisa show are our own and not that of the Diocese of Richmond nor any person or organization affiliated or doing business with the Diocese of Richmond.